Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blonde Wave Podcast.
Hello.
We are here, some of us, anyway.
Yes.
I am Rick.
Most of us, technically.
Joined by Calvin.
Yep.
And Eric. Oh, we shall make our noises. I'm Rick.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Eric.
All right. So, when you hear those sounds, that's one of us buzzing in for our super awesome, hyper deluxe ultimate trivia game.
Yes, that we designed over the course of the last 7 years to finally bring yes. to you.
Version 2, Ultimate Edition.
Yes.
We have a guest Space Raccoon for the podcast as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for joining us.
I don't need this.
Space Raccoon, you're so funny.
I love his little grimace.
Yeah, right before the podcast, we had a very heated debate about how you spell raccoon.
We did.
like, is it two C's or one C's? And I was looking it up, and it's like, it has it for both. So,
yeah.
We went with two C's because that's how Rocket Raccoon is spelled. So,
indeed.
What'd you do?
I mean, we could have just consulted him.
We could have, but.
But that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the star of the show, and we don't even know how to spell his name.
Yeah.
True enough. So, before we get started with the trivia game, and mm-hmm. chat can play along with that as well. Let's talk about best things of the week. Why check and make sure there's nothing in the live Discord podcast suggestions that needs addressed.
Sure. Calvin, do you have anything for this week?
I guess it's probably not super funny, but to other people who weren't there. But mm-hmm. my favorite thing of the week would have to be a misunderstanding of a conversation between me and Carmen, my fiance.
Okay.
We were both watching YouTube videos, and an ad came up for Jerry Springer's new show, Judge Jerry, in which he is a entertainment judge, like Judge Judy or mm-hmm. something like that. And I turned around and I asked Carmen if she had heard about Jerry Springer's new show, where he's a judge, and she asked, like, what, like a real judge? Like, I guess, like, Judge Judy and stuff like that. And it's like, but he, like, he doesn't even have
a law degree? Or?
Yeah, does he have a law degree? Is he qualified to actually make judgments and stuff like that? I just thought he had his show. I was like, well, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, people have done crazier things for less. And she was like, well, what even was his show that he had? Like, Seinfeld? Was he on Seinfeld? I was like,
Jerry Springer?
No, I don't think he was ever on there. Like, he's a comedian, right? It's like, are you talking about Jerry Seinfeld? And she kept going, like, yeah, isn't that his show? It's like, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld is on Seinfeld, the show. Yeah. But I was talking about Jerry Springer. She was like, I don't know. What about, like, Kelsey Grammer? He was on there too, wasn't he?
What about him?
I was like, are you talking about Frasier?
Sure.
And the whole time, she thought I was saying Jerry Seinfeld. Not Springer.
Huh.
And I had to say, like, no, Springer, Jerry Springer. And it was just this whole mess. We went three layers deep on the misunderstanding.
That's
and
a hell of a
all I could do was just laugh. I laughed for probably 5 minutes straight. Yeah. Just
Seinfeld, Springer.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah. That's it. That was the best thing of my week.
I remember when I was a kid, I was at my uncle's house, and I found in his VHS cabinet a tape that said, Jerry Springer, all the things too hot to show on TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, there's like titties and stuff on this. And I stole it, took it to my house, watched it there, and then like months later, smuggled it back. And I'm sure they knew what happened, but yeah. Never found out, I guess. I don't know. I was like, hey, this is awesome.
Were there titties?
Yeah, there were titties. Definitely. So there was a lot. It was like a Girls Gone Wild video, but Jerry Springer was there.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a bit cringy.
Yeah.
You can thank Jerry Springer for a lot of the attitude era in wrestling.
Yes, you
really?
Can.
Really?
Yeah, Vince Russo loved it, thought it was great television, and wanted to turn mm-hmm. wrestling into that.
Huh.
And I'm sad to say he succeeded.
Yeah.
And created some of the worst moments in television history.
I saw that Seinfeld put his first, like, comedy special out on Netflix.
I watched it. It's great.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I haven't watched it yet, but I was like, yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't
how
know.
Long? Like, 25 years or something?
He's been out of it for a long time.
When has he done his last comedy
special? I
don't
know. I mean, he's been doing stand-up nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as far as specials go, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably been a while, yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I can't believe he's as old as he is.
Yeah.
Like, especially in that show. He just seems so energetic. He's moving around.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Money helps.
That's true. And he has so much
money. Yeah.
Well deserved.
He has lots of syndication money, I'm sure.
Yeah, I definitely recommend checking it out.
Gotcha.
As far as what I checked out, So one of Evie's favorite movies has been the remake of Jumanji with The Rock. And we watched the second one last night.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it, and it's great watching a movie that she's really into with her. Like, she's the best reactor.
Yeah.
Imaginable, because she's like this and shaking when things are scary, you know? Yeah. She's like jumping up and down when things are happy.
Sure.
She really is the best reactor, and she loved the movie. I thought it was not as good as the first one, but by no means a bad movie.
Yeah.
Entertaining ride. Love The Rock. Love pretty much everyone in that movie.
Okay.
Got Danny DeVito and...
Yeah.
Darn it. What's his name? I'm too old for this shit.
Oh, Glover. Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Glover. Gotcha.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this shit. That's just his catchphrase.
And Chad is reminding me. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But there was an amazing moment in 5-7 that I should have expected, but because I'm going week to week, I kind of forgot. So in the original game, there's a spell. And that spell will turn you into a frog.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a lot of the weirder stuff is a little more palatable in, like, the more cartoony style of the old game. So I didn't really expect that to transfer over into this version of the game. Well, last session and session before, I started getting items that fix you if you got transformed into a frog. It's like, there's frogs. I'm gonna turn into a frog.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot. So I was in the sewer.
Yeah.
And I got hit by a spell, and, like, I couldn't see myself anymore. I'm like, what the hell happened? And I realized
you were
sitting
frog.
There is a frog.
Wow.
And it's so good because you can move around as this frog. You can attack as this frog. He has special attacks as well that only happen as the frog. And you're not just a random frog. Like, if Aerith gets changed into a frog, it's a frog with a little bow.
Oh.
If it's Cloud, it's got a big giant-ass sword on his back.
What?
That's funny.
And as part of, like, the using abilities or spells in that game, it kind of slow-mos everything down. So I was trying to leap as the frog and do, like, dodges and stuff, and then immediately go to slow-motion mode. And just watch this glorious frog do these flips and rolls and dodges.
Yeah.
Ah.
Is it possible to play the whole game as a frog?
No, it only lasts during a combat at most. You can heal it with an item, but it doesn't move over.
It's going to have to be some kind of, like, modders that are going to make that happen.
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only did they include it, but they...
They improved upon it?
Yes, they took it to a level that I could have never have expected.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to close these... curtains over here for a second, because I feel like I'm on the screen. I'm so bright.
Yeah. Okay,
so I'm going to do that real quick.
I don't even know what I looked like.
You look fine. Everybody looks great except me.
Really? Well, when you close that, we're probably going to be dark. No, I still look pretty good.
Yeah.
So that was great. I'll be streaming that again on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Chat was going crazy when I said I was going to stop, so apparently there's something big coming up next time.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure what it is, although I can imagine. I think I'm going to start infiltrating, like, the Shinra building, probably. Okay. Some stuff's going to happen, so it's an exciting time. Exciting time to be a JRPG fan.
Good. Well, I still got some white splotches on my face, but I don't think I'm going to be able to fix that.
Get some more light on Rocket.
My camera. Damn it. So,
I can turn your light down.
Yeah, that might help. Right. We'll see. This week for me, poor Obi. He got neutered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a puppy got neutered. It was a long time coming because it was supposed to happen at the beginning of May. So he got a reprieve.
Yeah.
So we've just been watching him, making sure he's not scratching or having any kind of infection or anything like that. So,
yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And Rick, I think down like that is fine, honestly.
Okay.
So, yep. So he's been doing that. So all of our energy to Obi to get better. He's real pissed that he can't go to the park because we've been taking him to the park almost every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's just like, you know, I'll leave in the morning and he just sits there looking at me like, what the fuck? So you just go? You go to the park without me? Because he doesn't know I'm going to park.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he just assumes that you're going somewhere fun.
Yeah, so, yep, that's been happening. Anyway, other than that, I don't have much this week. I mean, my AC broke in my house, so I had to get a whole new unit, and that sucks.
Yeah.
I ain't happy about that, but I got to do that. Because when it got hot early this week, it was hot in the house.
Yeah.
My AC's broken, too. We've been supplementing with window units for now.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. That sucks.
Well, it's been cold these last couple days and rainy.
Mm-hmm.
We're living the NOAA times again. It's just been raining nonstop, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of flood warnings and stuff in this area right now.
All right. Well, what else do we have for today? As we said, Aaron is off today, so it is just the three of us. We thought, what are we going to talk about today? Just the three of us. But Rick came up with a really quick game for trivia. That's going to be fun.
I do have one news item that is sad. Former pro wrestler Shad Gaspard was found dead.
Oh.
He died in a rip current in, I think it was Vienna Beach.
Oh, I think I heard about
Venice
this.
Beach.
Yeah.
Venice Beach, yeah.
Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was caught in a rip current with his 10-year-old son. And his last words to the rescuers were, just secure my son, rescue my son.
Jesus.
And they were able to save his son.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, he did not make it.
That's crazy, man. That is terrible.
Yeah. He was a part of Crime Time. He's also done some acting as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sad news, but died a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from there, Rick. That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Yesterday, Aaron and I were doing Agent Carter reactions, and I hit the record button on the camera. I was coming around the table to sit down, and Aaron just looking at his phone is like, "Did you see what JC sent me?" Or sent us? And I'm like, "What?" Like, look, Snyder's getting this cut for Justice League. I'm like, "What?" And the camera was rolling when this was happening, and I was just like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, look it up." I got my phone out and I was reading. And I was like, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, before we started video, sometimes we're just sitting there, you know. And I just kind of looked up and went, "Hey guys, Grew Blind Wave." We started a video just completely improvised, you know, without talking about how we were going to talk about it or what we needed. You know, we were just, it was the most interesting start to a video I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was cut out in the actual video, but that footage still exists of us just being like, holy shit, that's crazy. So it's like a reaction to news.
Yeah.
In a way. So
you don't often get those.
Yeah.
It's big news, too.
Between, you know, Save the Clone Wars, which we got, and now releases the Snyder Cut, which that people are getting, it makes you think, like, God damn it, man. Save Daredevil. You know?
Right?
That was the other big hashtag that I'm like, fuck yeah, right? Save Daredevil. But, you know, never say never, because I did not, you know, I never believed the people that were like, you know, it doesn't exist, there's no Snyder Cut. You know, I've always been like, well, obviously, there's that footage.
Yeah.
You know? And he's talked about cutting that footage together. And yeah, it's not going to be finished or anything, but it probably exists. I mean, I've watched movie cuts like that before,
yeah,
and they can be really entertaining. That'd be cool to watch. But I had no idea that they were like, let's actually put it out and let's spend millions of dollars to finish it. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Now I just need that treatment to all of Terry Gilliam's movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, director's cut of a movie compared to its theatrical cut? Blade Runner is what immediately comes to mind.
Blade Runner, I've never seen anything except the final cut of Blade Runner, so really? I can't really compare.
Yeah. Oh, man. Director's cut.
The final cut of Blade Runner is the actual, director's cut.
Yeah. There was so much stuff, so much more of Deckard's stuff that they cut out.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed when I found out, because I watched the theatrical release first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the final cut, and it's just so much better. The monologue and stuff like that. It's great.
I mean, I've always liked the Donner Superman cut, Superman 2. But the difference between this and those, Snyder says, because he's never actually watched the theatrical cut, he says, but I'm told the difference between what my movie is going to be and what that movie ended up being is 75% of it. So that just sounds like a complete different movie in regard,
Completely different
so many things are going to be changed. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting.
Lord of the Rings is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
theatrical release versus extended.
That doesn't... I mean, it does, but it doesn't change too much. It just... You lose things. You lose...
You get more.
So many great scenes that, you know, I would hate to not have watched, you know?
Yeah.
I get that. I would never watch the theatrical cut of those movies.
No. Not even to save time.
I wouldn't even recognize them as a cut of the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I would prefer to watch half of the extended edition than watch the entire theatrical release.
Yeah.
So my two are probably Kingdom of Heaven and Aliens.
Kingdom of Heaven, that's the Orlando Bloom movie,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen that once, but I have no idea if I saw it in theaters or I might have seen it in theaters and never seen the theatrical
cut. Did you like
the theatrical cut?
You probably saw the theatrical
cut. Okay. Liam Neeson was cool. I remember that. I couldn't tell you what it's about or anything. I remember watching it when it came out in theaters, I think.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember what version
I
watched.
The director's cut of that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, the director's cut is much better. And just the Ripley character in Aliens is almost completely different.
Really?
Than the theatrical cut. So that's a huge one as well.
Gotcha.
Better or worse?
So much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Rick, you've actually never seen Justice League.
No. I saw Man of Steel and I was like, I think that's enough.
Yeah, because it was so good. You were like, I can't be completed more. No, I get you. I am a Man of Steel apologist. I enjoy Man of Steel, but it's also not a perfect movie. Batman v Superman, theatrical cut, I was like, it's all right. Director's cut was a lot better. It was just longer. It was more extended, like that one. Justice League, I went and saw in the theaters, and there were moments that I liked, but ultimately I was really disappointed with. And just being like, that's a shame. You know, that could have been some really good stuff in this universe. I just don't really love this one. But then they came out with, you know, fucking Aquaman and Wonder Woman spinoff. I'm like, those are amazing. I love those movies so much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you could see they're doing a new Batman version with Pattinson and stuff. And when they announced this, I was like, Jesus, okay. One, I was thinking that's going to be fun for me to watch. Two, once I learned that you hadn't seen the original Justice League, I was like, God damn, just don't. And we can have somebody in our reaction inevitably because it's going to be streamed. And our reaction, who'd never seen the original. And that might be a really cool perspective to have. So we will definitely keep that up. So
how long is it going to be?
Isn't 2021 is when it's going to be coming out. So.
No, the runtime.
Oh, well.
It's supposed to be long.
It's going to be long. There are people that said that it could be a four-hour cut, three-hour cut. It could be six, like, TV show-length things they might do.
Like a miniseries?
So rather than release it all as one movie, they might release it, like, as an episode of something.
As a miniseries.
So I don't know. But yeah, it's gonna be a while, but I heard like a 4 hour runtime maybe total. Okay. That's going to depend on their, you know, you pre-viz a lot of shots. I'm assuming most of the stuff is pre-viz and then now they have to go and finish those things. So usually in shots like that you have like a header and a like tail at the end of these shots to give you plenty of time, like for the pacing I want this to end a little sooner or this to last a little longer, so those previous shots might just be in there not cut exactly how you want it to be.
Right.
I don't know, maybe if Zack Snyder has been cutting this thing over and over again, he knows exactly what he wants and it's going to be a little better in the visual effects department, but
maybe
we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be because like what's the year difference here, like technology is just better now.
When was it? 2017? Justice League?
I guess
am I wrong?
Not quite that much of a difference, but...
I mean, it's when was Justice League? Chat will tell us.
17 or 18.
Was it 17 or 18? I don't know why 17 went to my head, but...
That sounds about right.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is that so many people in the industry are currently not working.
Right.
Yeah,
there's not a
17.
Lot of things being done, I mean, except for post-production, and this would be complete... post-production, despite there is going to be some things reshot. I know a couple actors are already said like no, they're bringing us back to do something, you know. So they are going to do some reshoots. I'm not sure what like the extent of it would be, but at the very least, surely Rick, you've heard of the Mustache Gate with Henry Cavill.
Oh my gosh,
almost as good as the Kevin Costner CG Hairgate.
Yes. So, I mean, I have to assume that all that stuff was during the reshoots of, you know, everything that was shot for the Snyder Cut didn't have that. So,
right.
And that's a significant part of the movie, of Superman in that movie.
Yeah.
Is his face being CGI'd on his upper lip. So,
which did not look like Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I mean, there's been reports and articles of, out there of like people that have seen the cut, like telling fans, like, "Well, it's gonna be this and this and this and this," and you're like, "Holy shit! How do you cut that out?" You know. So I'm really excited. You know, like I said, I'm probably most excited that this is gonna come out and Rick will have seen Justice League for the first time, the way it's meant to be seen. You know?
Yeah, I feel like I probably have a little catching up to do.
So it would be Man of Steel and then Batman v Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonder Woman came out after that?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman came out after.
And then Justice League. And then Aquaman. Though I think that you could easily just watch Man of Steel, v Superman, and then that. And then the director's cut of Batman v Superman, which are extended or whatever, which I liked a little bit more than the theatrical. Oh, yeah. And Shazam. Shazam is also in that universe as well.
I like Shazam.
That's true.
Shazam was great.
I wonder if this will have any effect on studio meddling, like this whole thing.
I don't know. I've never, I never saw the original Solo that was supposed to come out, right? The Lord and Miller were directing the Solo movie. And then they got fired, and they brought in Ron Howard, and the Solo movie came out. And I quite like the Solo movie.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that's like, I wonder what the Lord and Miller one was like. You know? Like, the actors were like, I'm not loving what they're doing. Or I know the actors playing Han Solo was like, do you guys, like, went to Disney or went to Kathleen Kennedy, is like, do you want me to do the stuff they have me doing? Because it feels strange, is pretty much what he said. And they came in, and they're like, okay, yeah, no, we're going to go a different direction. So, I mean, in that case, if it was better, then yay, the studio meddled and we got a good movie, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it would have been awesome. Maybe it sucked, you know?
Maybe.
But he was comparing it to, like, Jim Carrey level stuff that they were having him do, you know? I was like, yeah, I probably wouldn't want to do that, I don't think.
No.
But who do I know? I'm not fucking Lord and Miller. They did, you know. They came back and pulled off the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It would have been interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't want to hinge all of my studio meddling stuff on the Justice League before I see it, you know? Like, Zack Snyder, I love a lot of his movies, but there's some other decisions that he'll make that I'll be like, it's real heavy for a guy that's wearing that outfit, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we'll see. It's going to be a fun experiment, I think. Anyway, we also forgot Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Is also a movie that came before there.
I also haven't seen it.
Which, that is a David Ayer movie.
Which,
and that one
more
was
studio meddling.
Way more studio meddling, probably.
Yeah.
With cutting out all of Leto's Joker and, you know, all that stuff.
Wasn't there like 70% of the film was reshot and re-edited?
I think it was re-edited because the trailer came out and the trailer was amazing. It was a fantastic trailer, and in my opinion, changed the way trailers are put together even now.
Yeah.
Especially with the way that they would, you know, handle beats and pace of a trailer. The Suicide Squad trailer changed a lot of that. But people loved that trailer so much that the studio was like, oh, man, they loved the way this you know, editing house made this. Let's just give them the movie, you know? And that's not the same thing.
That's
so,
not at all.
David Ayer, I think, you know, I've seen people out there today being like, yeah, the Snyder cut's great. Let's get the Ayer cut, you know? And then there's people, let's get the JJ cut for, you know, Rise of Skywalker. You'll have all of those things. And I mean, I'll see different versions of movies. It's very easy for me to like separate fandoms and interpretations and continuations from original stories and stuff, so that doesn't bother me. But there's some people that they either really want it or they really don't, you know.
Mm.
So
yeah, I've learned how to do that with the Highlander universe.
Yeah. there's a lot of differences in the Highlander universe.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah, so we had that. I didn't know if you guys had anything. You know, Rick, you wouldn't have much to say about that. Calvin, you had seen Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you'd ever heard about the Snyder Cut stuff before.
I had heard some about it. It was interesting to me because I felt like I felt like the movie just kind of lacked a lot of the punch that I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I heard that Justice League, or that the sorry, the Snyder Cut,
yeah,
was going to be on HBO Max, I was like, holy shit, it's actually happening.
Yeah,
like I had never been strongly one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
like whether it existed or whether it was real or whether we deserved it or not, but
mm-hmm.
I'm actually really excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, say what you want about Man of Steel, but I always felt like Man of Steel was in itself a cohesive movie that you don't need anything to go and watch, you know, whereas I felt like Batman v Superman to an extent, and then definitely Justice League was a response from DC after seeing the amazingly huge success of the MCU
mm-hmm.
and being like, why we have these characters, why don't we have that, and be like, fuck it, do it, you know, to the point where they have Joss Whedon come in, who directed the Avengers, come yeah. in and do this and try to meddle around and be like, make everything a little more, oh, this is going to be more broad and quippy and more people are going to enjoy
and
it because
fun.
Of this.
Yeah.
And that it just didn't gel well with what had come before. And it just felt like they were trying to cut a lot of corners, you know? Like,
yeah.
the only way Avengers works, in my opinion, is that you need to go see Iron Man and Iron Man 2 and Captain America and Thor, you know?
Yeah.
And then they come together for Avengers. And you're like, holy shit, now it feels earned and stuff. But in Justice League, we're learning about Flash and Cyborg and all this other stuff. Like, and mm-hmm. you're kind of left with like, okay, there's a lot going on. I'm supposed to like it, but I didn't really love it, you know? So
does this mean there's a chance we're going to get the Topher Grace Star Wars cut?
I don't know. Maybe.
On Disney Plus?
I would like to watch it. People say that it's good. I mean, Topher Grace, we did a video of Topher Grace editing like a Star Wars super trailer, kind of. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. So, yeah, I think that his cut starts with the Duel of the Fates and then does two and three.
It's a hell of a place to start.
It's a great place to start. I mean, you know, those of us that have watched the Mandalorian Gallery and hearing Dave Filoni literally preach about Duel of the Fates understand that that's one of the most important parts of Star Wars in general.
Like yeah.
The fate of this boy, you know? So, yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't want that because we lose so much of, you know, Qui-Gon, the rogue Jedi, you know. I love the pod racing scenes. Like, I legitimately, the more and more I watch the prequels, the more and more, one, I see its problems, and the more and more, two, I love it. So I wouldn't trade it. You know, I wouldn't be doing that cut. But if someone was like, you know, put me in a chair and said, hey, do you want to watch this? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. So anyway. All right. Well, I mean, speaking of Star Wars, we do have some Star Wars elements to this trivia game that you have going on, Rick.
Yeah, we do. So we got a whole bunch of trivia.
Yeah.
Games. So we got some of this, and we got we got some of this.
That was more.
And we got this.
That's even more.
Jeez, Rick.
So I thought we could just kind of combine it all together to this ultimate trivia thing that we can kind of play and see who's the best of the best.
Now, okay.
I did take out some because we haven't seen, like, everything. So I try to make it as even as possible.
Sure.
So we've got Marvel MCU.
Okay.
Stuff. We've got Star Wars.
Yep.
We've got horror movies.
My weakness.
Horror in general. And we have, like, a potpourri, which kind of has a bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
All right. So how do we want to set the game up then? Because I'm excited. The horror trivia, not as much. But I feel strong in at least two of these categories.
It's interesting. I'm trying to create a poll, and it says, content does not meet guidelines. I'm trying to figure out what I could have done.
Your poll?
Yeah. I'm wondering if, because of potpourri has the word pot in it.
Okay.
If that is something, let me try to change that and see if it...
I mean...
Just spell it phonetically.
It could be that, like...
Okay, that's
you could just call
it,
like, a general trivia.
Yeah. I changed it to miscellaneous, but that didn't work either.
Maybe Twitch is angry that you misspelled addition earlier.
It could be. It just says it does not meet guidelines, but it doesn't tell me what the actual problem
does
is.
Does not meet guidelines. Because we were going to do a poll, right?
I was going to try to do a poll for the first like category. Because I figured what we'll do is basically you guys So we'll have one person reading the question, and the other two will do it.
Yeah.
If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point.
Okay.
And then it'll just cycle as to who's reading the question.
Okay.
And we will go to, I don't know, a number of points, maybe 10.
Until we're bored.
That could work as well.
Okay, no problem. That sounds good. How are we keeping track of points? Do we need to keep track of our own points?
I'll keep track of it on stream.
Gotcha, okay. So also, like, one of us will ask the question to the other two, and it's not just blurting out your answer. You actually have to ring in.
You have to ring in.
Okay, so if you're ringing in, you have... Calvin has... And I was given... That's his shortest one. So, that is our ringers for the game.
Let's let the oldest person, who just celebrated a birthday recently, read the first question.
Uh-huh.
That was a good thing for my week, too. I had a birthday.
Yeah.
Which Jancy made me a homemade lasagna. Oh, it was so good, and I'm literally still eating it. Because it's a big old pan, you know?
Nice.
And she also made a new and improved version of the Better Than Sex cake. So that was great.
Very nice.
So thank you, Jancy. Okay, so yes, I am the oldest, so I will be reading the question.
Yep.
Okay.
So while this chat goes, why don't you just pick one?
Okay.
And then we'll do chats on one of the next ones.
Okay. Well, we'll start with a general then, because chat is... You say you don't want to go with chats right now, right?
Not right now.
Okay. We'll start with a general one, okay?
And you can pick anyone on there that you want.
All right. All right, I'm going to... This is how we're going to start out with. So, Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. What is the second highest?
K2!
That's how you play the game, folks. That was from the potpourri, the general. I would not have gotten that one.
Couldn't remember.
All right, let me
we also have to make sure, because chat is going to be very helpful, not to look at chat for the answer,
true.
Because
they will be
doing that. So,
all right, I'll get us some points. So, did you guys play many like trivia games in school?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a game called Around the World, where you would like stand up at your desk, and the person like behind you, let's say they're it, they would like move around the desk, right? Like going like to their right, and then going up, and then to the right, and you have to answer trivia questions. And if you made it all the way around back to your desk, then you would get like a prize, something from the toy box. Like there was like one teacher had like a. On the bottom of her filing cabinet, you just open it up, and it's like all the confiscated stuff that she would have from the years. You could pick like a yo-yo or something out.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
That was one of like my favorite games as a kid was Around the World, because eventually you'd go through like 10 kids, but then you'd lose, and then that kid start going. So you have to wait until the it comes all the way back to you before you can start moving again. You know,
dang.
So the game would last like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a good class session right there.
All right. Let's rotate to Calvin.
Alrighty.
Okay. It looks like MCU has won.
Yep. I don't know why I made this poll so long.
All right. MCU. Do I just pick one of these?
Yep.
Whatever you want.
Hmm.
Take your time.
Hmm. I'm trying to pick a good one.
Dead air is good on Twitch.
At what percent of thrust capacity does Tony finally achieve safe flight? 1%? 5%? 23% or 99%?
It's multiple choice.
Do I have to wait for the whole thing? I feel like it was very low. So it's going to be the first two, right? Because if like, holy shit, he can fly with it being just that low. Imagine if he has the capacity and he does this. So 1%.
1% is the
1%. I see. I can't remember the number, but I can remember the moment and how it made me feel, being like, "Oh man, that's if it's at 1%, he can fucking fly. What does he do when he's at 99%?" So okay,
his thrust to weight ratio is insane.
Gotcha.
When he was at 10%, is when he flew backwards and hit the wall and fell
off
his car.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I will read one now. You guys ready?
Sure.
I'm gonna pick a horror one.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I think you guys have probably both seen this one. What mystical creature did Hadley hope to see as a killer in Cabin in the Woods?
I've seen it once.
I've seen it once, too. I hope I see a... There's no multiple choice in this one, is there?
Nope. No.
I don't know it.
I don't know.
All right. It was a merman.
A merman.
A merman? Mm. What?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I never would have gotten that.
I wonder if we should institute, like, a if two of them don't know it, a hint.
We could.
Maybe.
Or if you guys can't get it, we give a point to Rocket Raccoon.
We could do that. Let's give a point to Rocket.
Let's do that.
All right. All right, Eric, to you.
Okay, what are we, might just pick one, or what genre are we going with?
It looks like Star Wars is going to win this time.
Star Wars,
oh boy.
Baby, okay.
Pressure's on.
All right. Let me find you guys a good question. So, the Emperor tells Luke Skywalker that it was he who allowed the rebels to learn the location of what?
The shield generator on Endor?
Incorrect. Or, it's the moon of Endor. Yes,
you're correct. Shield generator. The moon of Endor.
Shield generator. Good one. Yeah, all right, Calvin got it.
We are all out tied at one.
Yeah, all right. Good job, Rocket.
All right, Calvin. Looks like Miscellaneous is going to win this time.
Miscellaneous, so which one is that? That's the
one that says I should have known that on the bottom.
Okay, yep. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
What is the address of the British Prime Minister?
Well, it's Downing Street, and it is, right? I know it's Downing Street.
I'm not going to tell you one way or another.
It's something like 21 Downing Street. That's my answer.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
My not answer is 221B Baker Street.
No!
So Eric was incorrect, and therefore gets a minus one?
Ah, fuck.
It was 10 Downing Street.
10. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We've seen it in Doctor Who several times.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of those things that...
I watched The Crown recently. I should have known that.
Yeah.
I just know they're always saying fucking, like, you know, bring her to Downing Street, you know? But they never said a number.
Yeah.
Chat said 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, I bet. Well, I lost my point. I should really think about hitting this Quakey and Monkey Lizard.
All right, so it looks like MCU is going to win this one, so...
Oh, boy.
I will pick one.
Okay, okay.
What was Bruce under the impression he was working on while actually working on the Super Soldier program?
Well, I don't know why I'm doing this. So this would have been from Incredible Hulk, I believe, then, right? The Tim Roth Super Soldier thing. So I'm just going to assume fuck. I don't even know it now. It's gamma radiation. It's always working on.
I don't think I can give that to you.
All right. I forgot. I keep losing points. I'm too eager, chat. Too eager.
It feels like something I ought to know. But I can't remember.
You're giving this to Rocket?
Yeah.
Rocket's in the lead, because
I don't
want to
lose my one point that I didn't have
last
round. That's
true. I don't know what I'm thinking. I should just wait.
Radiation resistance.
Oh, come on. All right. I got there. I got close. All right.
All right. Eric, why don't you just pick one? Why make a new poll?
Okay. We will go with horror trivia.
All righty.
I got to find a good question.
Good, because I got it tight. Ready when you are.
All right. What 2014 film is based on a Hasbro board game?
All right. This is not my answer. My first thought is Battleship. That's not a horror movie.
It is not.
So
well,
I'm go
depending on.
With Ouija.
Ouija, you're correct.
Ah,
you got it. He did, everyone. Ouija.
That's a movie?
That's a movie.
I never saw it.
I think we watched the trailer for it.
We might have.
I don't know.
2014? That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we don't remember. I know we got a Ouija board.
Yep. Now Aaron's got a Ouija board.
Is Aaron in chat? Who's in chat as Blind Wave?
Yeah, I think.
All right. Is it my turn to read?
I think.
No, maybe. No. Calvin. Star Wars.
Yeah, it's my turn. Star Wars?
No, Eric and Star Wars. It's not a good combination.
I mean, yeah. Hey, everybody can get something wrong. Just got to find a good one.
Yep.
I'm at -1.
I gave myself a point for that one, right? Pretty sure I did.
Which weapon does Obi-Wan Kenobi describe as clumsy and random?
Oh, come on. This fucking thing!
Who was first?
By my ear, it was Rick.
Rick was definitely first.
A blaster.
I mean, do I even have to look? Yeah, it's a blaster.
There you go.
Thank God I didn't need to know the model number.
Yep.
So my turn. Looks like Miscellaneous is going to win this one.
Okay.
All right. How... Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
How long is the average menstrual cycle?
A month.
I'm going to need it in number of days.
27 days.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Calvin, you want to try?
It's right in there.
Damn it.
Oh,
I lost
my gosh.
This is a trick question because it's not the same for everyone. Average.
It says average.
Yeah, I don't know. They,
what did you say, Eric?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
No, what was the answer?
No,
that
you get penalized for not paying attention.
Fuck. 28 days?
That is correct. A lunar cycle.
It's exactly like.
I blame the moon for this.
The weeks, right?
Yeah. Jesus.
Aaron says, that's why it's called 28 Days Later.
God damn it, Aaron.
Fucking Aaron.
He's not even here. He's doing this.
He can't be stopped.
The only person fucking laughing. It's such a sarcastic laugh.
All right, you go ahead and pick one, Eric, while I get the next one going.
All right.
I wish I could just, like, copy this, but I have to retype it every time.
All right, so I'm just going to pick one. You guys are getting a Star Wars question.
Okay.
All right. Where on Geonosis does Poggle the Lesser say he'll send his defeated warriors to hide?
Sound like
Poggle
pretty
the
cool
Lesser is the leader of the Geonosians. That guy. He will send his warriors to hide. Where? I'm just a little salty, so I give you guys a hard one.
Okay. I'm not falling for it.
You can choose not to answer. Unlike me, at -2.
It's true. You're the question giver, Eric. You can give him a time limit or do whatever. As I go ahead and give Rocket Raccoon a point.
Yeah. I don't know.
The catacombs.
Catacombs.
Oh. I would have accepted cavern, cave, hole.
Is it the dragon bone catacombs?
No, catacombs.
That's what Elite Beast says.
Nope. Just the catacombs.
All right.
You have to read that line, by the way, because he says it in Geonosian language.
I see. All right. Calvin, it's going to be an MCU question for you.
All righty.
Looks like Aaron is doing the poll or something.
Oh, is he?
It looks like it.
All right, whoops.
All right, MCU.
That one's too easy. Man, all of these are too easy or way too hard. All right, I'll just do this one. Name the military base that Steve Rogers trained at before being transformed into Captain America.
I pass. Ugh. Come on, Eric. Go for the golf score.
I don't know.
Camp Lehigh.
I wouldn't have got that.
No, wouldn't have gotten it.
No. I recognized it when I read it, but all the rest of these were like...
Yeah,
What device commonly used by musicians does Bruce use to regulate his heart?
Yeah, that's fine. I need points.
Like, they're just crazy easy.
My turn. It's horror. Looks like it's going to win it.
Okay.
Have you guys both seen The Shining?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What room number was Danny Torrance told to avoid in The Shining?
Fuck. I have an answer, but I don't want to say it, because if it's wrong, it's definitely wrong.
Fuck. I know what I want to say, but it can't be right, because it just popped into my head instantly.
69?
No.
420?
No. Ah, fuck, pass.
Eric.
Room 47.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
In a Jim Carrey movie.
You sure?
No.
Isn't it a documentary about The Shining?
It's room 227.
Ah, oh, the number that popped in my head was 228. Fuck.
47. What am I getting 47 from? There was a documentary about that. Maybe it's a different room in the movie. I don't know. Damn. Take another point off me.
I'm trying.
Do it.
It doesn't go that low. dang it.
What is happening?
We need to do like a...
There we go.
Where we can steal points from Rocket. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right, what am I? Miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
You guys could get this one. Who was... Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was Kurt...
Damn it. Sorry.
What?
No, he doesn't get any more of the question. He dinged.
You dinged. Rick, who was?
I meant to reach over and get my mouse.
I'm going to allow his mess
up.
Who was Kurt Cobain married to when he died?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I can't remember her name.
His wife was the answer.
What?
No. Courtney Love.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys would have gotten that one or not.
No.
I've known that at some point in my life.
Sure.
I've heard that spoken at me.
Yeah.
It bounced right off. I can't remember that.
All right, next one's going to be Star Wars.
Okay.
Alrighty.
It's Calvin. Rock Man, is killing
it. He is killing it. He has nine more points than I do. Have we even done nine questions?
should all of us work against Rocket?
We should.
Should all just work together?
I know.
If you don't subtract points, though, people just guess.
Who buys Shmi Skywalker from Watto?
Wait, say the question again. Read it again.
Who buys Shmi Skywalker from Watto?
Kleeg Lars. Is it Kleeg? I was going to say Mister.
Yeah.
But I think his name is Kleeg.
You're right.
Ah! Negative two, baby!
Nice. Digging your way out of that hole.
At first, I thought you misspoke, and it was... Who did Watto buy?
Oh, no.
From, which Shmi. Would be Gardula the Hutt.
Yeah.
But no, it's Kleeg.
Okay. Looks like MCU is going to win this one.
All right.
Who was the director of Iron Man and Iron Man 2?
Jon Favreau.
That is correct.
Yes. Negative one.
I can never remember his name when I need to.
I watched him in a cooking show on Netflix.
That show is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Chef before?
No.
He did a movie called Chef where it's just like he's a chef and he ends up doing like a food truck or stuff like that. It's really good, but it like in doing that movie inspired his love of cooking, and the guy that like was the cook for that movie, like the expert,
mm-hmm.
is the guy from that show that okay. he goes around with. So it's an amazing movie. You should check that out. I think it's on Netflix.
Cool. All right, Eric, it looks like that's kind of close between miscellaneous and horror.
Okay.
Horror has the slight lead. Now they're tied.
Okay.
And I think it ended. I actually don't see like the timer anymore.
It's so. Not done yet.
No, it's still going. It's still going. People in chat, just miscellaneous is winning.
Miscellaneous. Take miscellaneous. Focus. Oh, can't look at chat. Close chat.
Okay. This is going to be another interesting one. What famous band is Angus Young the lead guitarist of?
AC/DC.
Yes, sir. AC/DC.
That's not Bob Dylan. The count is tied for second place.
Behind an inanimate object.
Come on. All right, let's do this. We can do it. Any good answers? No bad ones.
All right, Calvin, why don't you just pick one, and then we'll take the poll Alrighty. For the next one.
I'm going to do another miscellaneous.
I want to break even. Miscellaneous, damn it. My only weakness, except for horror, and half the MCU ones.
You guys both ready?
Yep.
What was the Italian dictator Mussolini's first name?
I knew it until I hit that button. Benito?
Benito is correct.
Okay. Damn. When I got that.
And on that one, on the back of the card, it says subtract 2 points if answered incorrectly. Which, we're not playing by those rules, but that would have sucked.
All right. Benito. It's my turn. Looks like horror is the winner.
All right.
I'm glad that you're the one asking these. So that you don't just skyrocket in points.
Yeah, I would probably know most of these. All right. I mean, that's an easy one. Do you guys want an easy one?
Yep.
All right. What is the name of the serial killer in the 2004 movie Saw?
Jigsaw.
I'm going to need his actual name.
Don't look at me.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jesus, fuck. You really got me. Holy shit. Surely he has a name that his mother gave him. But I don't know.
I don't know in the lore.
John Kramer Jigsaw.
Okay. Jigsaw. Gotcha. Whew, man. Guess what, everybody? Zero. That was a good one. You got me. All right. My
Looks
turn.
Like MCU is going to win that one.
MCU.
Eric.
All right.
We're catching up to Raccoon.
Yeah.
Do you want to say the first person to get ahead of Raccoon's the winner?
We'll be here
I
all
could
night.
Just keep passing.
Where does Tony Stark not want to see the photo he takes with the soldier posted? Facebook, MySpace, Friendster, or OkCupid?
I had an answer and it's not any of those. Facebook, Friendster, OkCupid, and what was the other one?
Facebook, MySpace, MySpace, Friendster, OkCupid.
Fuck. He's like a meme-y sort of guy.
Friendster. Which of those is owned by Disney?
All of them.
I would say all of them, right? Fuck.
It's multiple choice.
All right.
MySpace.
Calvin is correct.
Oh.
Movie came out in 2008. You got to think about what was the social media of the
Facebook
time.
Facebook wasn't huge back then yet.
It was,
I was
not.
Like,
it was
I was
mostly
thinking
college
it was like,
kids.
Man, the meme-y things like Tom from MySpace, right?
Yeah.
All right. Star Wars, Calvin.
Star Wars?
Yep.
All right. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
Who is surprised to find Mace Windu's lightsaber at his throat in the Geonosis Arena Archducal box?
Jango Fett.
That is correct.
Yeah. You think that he'd be pointing at Count Dooku, for, like, but no, he knows Jango Fett, trick. That guy.
You went with a prequel one.
Woo! But you should still know that one. You've seen it.
I'm trying to forget it.
All of the others were also prequels, but more obscure.
More prequels. We need more prequels. I went on
far more obscure.
That's a prequel trivia night. That'd be fun.
All right, Miscellaneous is the winner. My turn. Okay, this one's fun. What is the name of the miniature trees grown in pots that are popular in Japan?
Fuck.
Bonsai trees.
That is correct.
Yes! Two!
Thank you, Cowboy Bebop.
I can't... I can never remember that word either. Like, I would have squeezed my thing if I could have thought of it, but I just sat here like fucking Ewan McGregor.
Eric, you're on fire.
All right, what's the...
Looks like horror.
Next one looks like it's going to be horror.
Horror.
Yeah. Fuck. My squeezy thingy.
Trying to find a good one.
Yeah, there's probably prequel questions in this, too.
No.
All right. Horrific. Complete this quote. I ate his liver with some...
Dang it.
I think it was Rick.
Fava beans. And Chianti.
You're real close.
Oh, no. All right, if Calvin can get it closer, I guess.
If Calvin gets it closer, I'll give it to Calvin. But if not, I'll give it to Rick. Judges, this is my judgment.
I ate his liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Nice. Nice. You say nice.
Yep. You're right.
Calvin gets it. Yes.
He's in the lane.
I decree, I say, from last place.
All right. Looks like Star Wars is going to win this one. Calvin.
Alrighty. Star Wars again.
I say the first person to eclipse Rocket will be the winner.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, Calvin's a five.
I know.
I definitely would have accepted your answer. No.
Rick, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
Who does Luke Skywalker... Blech. My throat's really dry. Who does Luke Skywalker claim is gravely mistaken about him?
The Emperor. You're gravely mistaken, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Which Emperor?
Oh, Emperor Palpatine, sir.
Yes, there you go.
Wow. 3 points.
Yes.
I was hoping you would, like, trip on your lip now. Or something like that. And Emperor
Palpatine.
Incorrect.
3, 4, 5, 6.
The clone.
No. All right. It's my turn to read, and it's MCU.
MCU.
What is inscribed on the arc reactor gift that Pepper gives Tony? I heard Eric first.
Proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
That is word for word accurate.
Yes, yep. I probably wouldn't have gotten it if Endgame hadn't thrown it in there.
Oh, I've watched Iron Man like every year.
Miscellaneous looks like it's going to win this one, Eric.
I should have said Chief Palpatine, damn it. Huh? Miscellaneous, okay.
Miscellaneous.
I don't know any of those ones, so I'm not going to give them to you guys.
Someone needs to send us some video game trivia. It's what we need.
No, it really isn't what we need. It's what you need.
Bob Dylan trivia. Pinball, board games.
Okay, what does a Jolly Roger flag usually depict?
Skull and crossbones.
Yeah. Watch Black Sails and the reaction series, everybody.
Isn't it a skull and cross swords?
Actually, they would accept both.
Oh, okay.
It says pirate flag, generally skull and bones or skull and swords.
All right. Good. Alright, horror. Calvin?
Horror, damn it.
Okay.
They're all close, I can't believe
it. Oh my gosh.
Come back.
This is horror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horror.
What big cat does Malcolm McDowell's character turn into after mating with a human woman in the 1982 film Cat People?
I haven't seen Cat People. I'm aware of it's on my list.
I do actually know this one.
A big cat? Is that what you said?
There's only
what
so many
big
of
cat
them.
Does Malcolm McDowell's character turn into after mating with a human woman in the 1982 film Cat People?
Damn it.
I mean, I can just name a big cat, but I don't be wrong.
I want you to name a cat, be wrong, so I have less to choose from. God damn it.
You know who would know? That bitch in Florida, Carol Baskin.
All right. Yeah. I'm not going
to
guess.
I ain't doing it. Guy, I say give it to Rocket.
Yeah, I'm...
Dang it.
My unofficial guess would be Panther.
It was a Black Panther.
Damn it.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Time for me to read some Star Wars.
All right, yes.
Fuck.
If anything, giving it to Rocket it helps me right now. Keeps you guys away.
The thing that scares me is you've gained the most points of all of us. You've gained, like...
Yeah.
7 or 8 points.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Whose starship does not attract a city escort upon its approach to Cloud City? There.
That would be Luke Skywalker's.
That is correct.
Because Vader ordered that he be allowed to land.
Tried to give you a... One I thought you might get, Calvin.
Yeah. No, I was trying to think about it logically because you said whose ship does not, and it like tripped me up.
All right, looks All right. like Miscellaneous is going to win, Eric.
Okay. Another Miscellaneous.
Man, we're all tied up.
Yeah, except Rocket, who is soaring off into space, as he's wont to do.
Fuck you, Rocket.
That shitting grin on his face.
Right? Look at him.
All right. How many seconds are there in 1 hour? I suppose there's no time limit.
His was first.
Okay.
Can I use a calculator?
No.
All right. What was the question again?
All right. After I say this, you're going to have 10 seconds to answer.
Okay.
How many seconds are there in 1 hour?
360.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn. Okay.
All right, Calvin, how many seconds are there in 1 hour?
3,600.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I'm shocked, Rick.
That won't be fun. I read it. I'm like, huh, they could just hit the bell and then try to do the math. I just didn't know who'd do it
first. I should have thought about it.
Yep.
The only reason I know that is because I've timed... like triggers in like custom StarCraft maps, and you have to do it by how many seconds. And I wanted like shit to blow up after an hour in the game if nobody had won.
All right, Calvin, MCU.
MCU.
Hey, you try to do it under pressure, chat. The MCU questions only go up to the Age of Ultron, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who plays Obadiah Stane in Iron Man?
Okay. It is... oh, my God. I know him, but the name is completely slipping my mind. It's fucking...
Ewan
like,
McGregor.
Give me the money, Lebowski! It's, Jesus! I know it starts with a J. It's not Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges.
Correct.
Jeff Bridges. Oh. The Lebowski.
That's who.
Damn. Yeah.
I was thinking of the guy in the cave.
Oh no! That's way too obscure a character.
I don't know why. I just couldn't remember the name. I hate when that happens, man. Tip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Ewan McGregor. I get it.
You're right.
Alright, I'm gonna read a Star Wars.
Fuck.
Okay.
Fuck.
Which creature inspired Han Solo's complaint? I thought they smelled bad on the outside. I heard Calvin first.
Fuck. I just had it right before I squeaked it.
I think we have one
Tauntaun.
In the studio. That correct. Is correct.
Oh, fuck.
You've tied Rock a Raccoon.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can
get
one more point, you are the winner.
You know, I only want to do this after the game is over, but I would like to do a thing where I try to hit him at the same time and see if this
which
goes a
faster.
Little later. All right. Shut up!
All right. Eric, miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Okay. All right. So... Find a good one. Gotta find a good one.
The only way I could remember that is you're will freeze before the first marker.
It's not how I would have expected Tauntaun to be spelled.
Yep. How long is one period in an ice hockey game?
I used to watch ice hockey a lot. It's been a long time.
Aaron, it is not 28 days.
I don't know. I'm not going to answer.
No answer?
I mean, I've got to try, I guess. I'm going to say... damn it. 30 minutes.
Nope. Calvin, are you trying?
Nope. I have no idea.
All right. Rocket said it was 20 minutes.
My unofficial guess would have been 15.
All right. Gotta keep Calvin away from Rocket.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I gotta keep Calvin away from Rocket.
All right, Calvin, it is a horror question.
All right.
Damn it.
Of course it would be. What room number, also the title of the movie, is a paranormal hotspot in the 2007 film starring John Cusack?
Oh, shit. It didn't go off.
...1408?
Fuck!
That is correct.
That's what it is. As soon as you said it.
Which I haven't seen, but somehow miraculously I know that.
Damn.
I've seen a whole bunch of, like, trailers and stuff for it, but I've never seen it.
Alright, Star Wars.
Dang it, Eric. Stay the fuck back! It does it on its own sometimes.
Hair trigger.
To which system does Boba Fett track Han Solo? Yes, sir.
The planet and the system have the same name. Bespin.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, Eric, looks
going
like...
Going to Bespin.
MCU is going to win this
Bespin.
One.
MCU.
Come on!
Only because he's giving points to Rocket.
There's a lot of Incredible Hulk stuff in here.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people remember that movie very fondly.
Nope.
I like that movie.
I like it too.
Who calls and interrupts Black Widow in the middle of her interrogation of a high-ranking Calvin?
Agent Phil Coulson.
Correct. Damn. Wow. He's tied. He's tied with Rocket.
Yes. All right, Calvin, miscellaneous, please.
Miscellaneous. Okay, here's an easy one for both of you.
Sounds good.
What temperature is the same in both Fahrenheit and Celsius scales?
Fuck. I don't know.
Are you doing this just so Rocket gets a point?
No, I'm not. I was confident with my number, and then now that I think about it, I don't think it's correct, but I'll go with my gut, which is zero.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
That's definitely not right.
Shouldn't have done it. I panicked. I panicked. Excitement answered.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Dang it.
Give it the Rocket.
What is it?
It's minus 40.
Negative 40.
Yep, I wouldn't have got that.
Nope, me either. Did you say you guys might get this?
Yeah. I thought lots of people knew that.
I don't know.
They tried to teach us the metric system. They failed.
Yeah, we...
Damn it.
We got rid of that one real quick. All right.
I mean, I could have asked, what does the B stand for in scuba?
Star Wars.
Nah, fuck. Fuck. Fuck you guys. Why are you doing this to me?
All right. Who is the first to jump down the Death Star's garbage chute? I heard Eric's first.
Han Solo.
That is incorrect.
No, damn it.
Chewbacca.
That is also incorrect.
Can I steal? Is that possible?
Huh?
Can I steal again? Because you also got it wrong? Because I know now.
She's the one that shoots it.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that... I don't know why I thought that he jumped in first. All right. Rocket gets it. Rocket's up to 10, baby.
All right, well, we're going to have to end this.
Fucking soon. Han's last. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah, because he screams down.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
I thought it might have been a trick question because technically doesn't Han push Chewie? Or somebody?
Yeah, he's like leaning in and he like kicks him, but yeah, it's late.
All right, so yeah. I'm out of the game at this point, so I'll just read for you guys.
Oh, you're going to be out? You're bowing out?
Yeah, there's no way I win. And we need to wrap this up.
I got to make up two.
So let's do...
Oh, Jesus.
Let's do two more.
Okay.
And if there's a tie, we'll do a sudden death.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what's going to win.
Aaron is saying, Calvin needs to lose a point, right? I don't remember if he did or not.
I thought
I
took one.
I already took one.
Okay. Were you at eight?
I thought he was at eight.
Yeah, I was at eight.
All right. Looks like Star Wars is going to win this one.
All right. Let's do it. Horror one last poll.
And then one more poll.
All right, which one are you doing, Star Wars right now?
Star Wars.
Then horror? Okay. Aaron is quite upset.
Wait, what?
Well, horror won the last one. This is a new one, he says.
Oh, okay. Horror. All right. Yeah. Fun. Hey, what movie stars professional wrestler Roddy Piper as a drifter who discovers a box of special sunglasses? Come on.
What?
So good. What movie stars professional wrestler Roddy Piper as a drifter who discovers a box of special sunglasses?
I feel like you were just talking about this.
I mean, I talk about it every day, so... I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
They Live.
That is correct. John Carpenter's They Live.
Yes, it's They Live. I wouldn't have got it if you hadn't said the quote. Come on, Calvin.
All right, Star Wars.
Fuck.
And then we'll need possibly one more for the sudden death.
Uh-huh. Come on. Han Solo, what the fuck was I thinking? I sure lost 5 points for that.
Oh, okay. I won't ask that one. That's an interesting question, but I don't know if it covers the new movies. The question is, how many scenes show the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon failing to engage? But I don't know if that... I assume that's just the original trilogy.
Yeah, if you just count the original trilogy, yeah, because this one goes up to... I think this also includes The Force Awakens.
But I'll pick a different one.
Three? I don't know.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, I get point.
No!
That's fine.
Because I also would have said three.
Are we ready? Who complains on Hoth? Luke, I have no approach vector.
Dak.
That is correct.
I couldn't remember his fucking name.
Dak, baby.
I love Dak.
Dak!
And no,
I'm going to take the whole info
for those interested. It was not.
Miscellaneous looks like it's going to win for the last one.
Oh, fuck.
Could be anything.
Oh, my gosh. It's probably my strong suit.
Man, I don't know which one to go for. I want to try to get one that I think you can both get equally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tried to do.
You guys made fun of me.
Okay. All right. That one might be too easy, then.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what to do.
This is impossible. This is very possible.
Okay. How about this one? What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Damn it.
Calvin.
Jupiter.
That is correct.
All right. Is that the last one?
Yeah.
No, but...
I almost said Uranus for the laughs, but...
I would have declared you winner. Instead, you got second. Because of Rocket.
It was like, what currency is used in Russia? I was like, Calvin knows too much about Russia.
Rubles.
Well, what's the name of the actor that played Mr. Bean? Calvin knows too much about
Rowan Atkinson. I don't know that one. I might have gotten it for it.
All right. There we go.
All right. Well, I learned a lot this episode. I want to do this more often. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do enjoy these.
So, we'll need to figure out... We'll play around with the format and figure out a way to have chat be able to interact even more.
Yeah, like, and we have so many other ones. We have, like, Dragon Ball Z, Walking Dead,
yeah,
Supernatural, Rick and Morty, but I didn't feel they were all equal,
yeah,
in terms of who's seen what, and I know, like, Calvin doesn't want to get spoiled in Supernatural.
Yeah.
So.
Again, Carmen would kill me.
All right. I'm going to see if we have any good questions in chat, and then we'll do bits and donations.
Okay, yeah, let's do some questions.
People are saying there's a Cobb video.
If it's
probably...
If it's Cobb's duel video, we actually watched it yesterday.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Shane was actually in the studio. We were talking with him. I was like, hey, there's a Cobb video. So we watched it with him. It was a good, really good time.
Yeah.
He did a great job. It's a fantastic edit. And
I'll make sure and watch it.
Really makes me want to do more Light Saber fights, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. And I'm sorry that you guys didn't get to see your reaction to it. But good job, Cobb.
Yes, we did enjoy it. All right. Boogle asks, will there be a stream on Monday since it's a holiday? Planwave doesn't believe in holidays, as far as I know.
I mean, yeah, you'll have to ask Aaron, but I'm sure he wants to keep honoring the holidays with more Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Aaron said, yes, I need to play Dark Souls, so there will be one.
Very good.
It's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Why no Porg or Bebo instead of the raccoon, ask Dip? Well, he was the closest one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
Proximity. And he's sitting on a box. A big Bulbasaur box.
Diego asks, hey guys, how do you deal with leaked stuff in movie shows or games? I know you don't look out for official news, but it's harder, but leaks it's harder to hide from.
I'm just not on social media.
Yeah, I don't go on social media much. I go on Reddit a little bit, but the cool thing about Reddit is you can kind of design your own front page by just subscribing to certain things.
Yeah, things that are
so
off topic in Reddit.
I just am not subscribed to certain things on there, and that's my leisure time when I'm, you know, taking a shit or something. It's going to go to stuff that is not pertaining to Blind Wave. So that's the easiest way for me. Also, we have fantastic mods both here on Twitch and on Discord that watch out for that stuff too.
Yep. Yeah, same with me. I have a very limited presence on social media.
Yeah.
On Twitter, I follow a very limited amount of people. So I'll get spoiled with wrestling stuff, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you guys playing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, for...
kind of depends on whether or not Aaron's going to be here.
Yeah.
To be announced.
In which case, we wouldn't know what the answer would be if Aaron were here, so we'll see. We'll have a good time. I don't know. I want to do... what's that amazing game that we play?
Heave-ho?
Heave-ho. But
Heave-ho good. Multiplayer versus...
It's only good with cat on the couch and...
Yeah,
you
know.
We can't get close right now, so... We'll see. We'll see.
We
what
can all
do.
Play with like mass. No, can't do that.
We'll figure something out. We'll have a good time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We can default to Battlefront. That's because I'm selfish.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Eddie asks, "Who do you think is the stronger Jedi? Extended universe and canon? Prime Anakin or Prime Luke?"
Oh, who's the strongest extended universe and canon? Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Expanded universe is...
He fucking pulled a planet.
If only because Anakin Skywalker never got to be his full potential. But it was Luke Skywalker.
Aaron asked a trivia question.
Oh.
that I'll have to look up the answer to because I don't know it.
Ask it.
The question is, who is the band that Max wants to see in a Goofy movie? Shane might know this.
Oh. Is it a band or is it just a singer?
Isn't it Powerline?
It's a band, but the band could be named after the singer.
No, you're right. You said it. It's a band. It's Powerline.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds right.
But yeah, no, that's what it is.
But,
yeah.
when I Google it...
Isn't it?
It says Enfield.
It says what?
Huh?
But I'm sure maybe Powerline is right.
Powerline is probably the canon name for the band. Guy. Enfield might be the actual name of the band that played the music for the movie.
Because he wanted to see Powerline. I always thought it was a man. I don't know. Or a dog. I don't know. I haven't watched that
Powerline
movie in 20
is
years.
The singer.
Hey, Calvin got it right, okay? He won the trivia. He won this. Just fucking move on.
This is my lucky week. I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they're asking us a lot of trivia questions, too.
Oh, okay.
I know the answer to this one. Chris Fuzz, Dr. Light is the creator of which classic video game character?
Dr. Light?
Mega Man.
That is correct.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Right over there. He was on my desk, but he fell off.
I knew that.
I was like, I know that name.
The creator
Rick talks about him a lot.
The creation of Dr. Light or Rai if you are from Japan. That's the only reason I know that. Also known as Rockman.
Freaking Loki, can y'all get a 6-foot slapper for the slap redemptions?
Ooh, like a big fly swatter or something.
Ugh.
That'd be interesting.
I have my spoon.
What are those like hands like on the sticky thing that you like...
Oh
yeah,
things.
That would work. They're clingy hands.
We should get those.
Yeah,
that would work. Sounds hygienic.
Totally.
Eric, Jancy says she's making steak and quesadillas for dinner. Thoughts? All right.
I didn't know which laugh it was going to be.
Yeah.
All right, then let's move on to bits and donations.
Okay. Let's
no.
do it.
No, Aaron. Steaks and quesadillas.
Okay. Franklin Lowe gifted a sub. He gifted a couple of them.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
He also gifted quite a few during my stream as well.
Oh, congratulations to people that got subs.
Yeah. Make sure to thank him.
Alvic93 subscribed for 35 months, simply saying, sup.
Hey, sup, Alvic. Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cricket29 resubscribed for 10 months.
Thank you.
Thank
Rickety
you.
Cricket.
Diggus Biggus resubscribed for 16 months.
Ooh, that is Diggus. Quite Biggus.
Biggus.
Joe subscribed for 3 months.
Joe who?
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, name I cannot pronounce. So starting with
Joe. Joe Mama.
What? No. That's not. No, it's not possible. Crimson. So resubscribed for 9 months. Hey, guys, what's up? Blind Wave. Love you guys. Can't wait to see Mailbag come back. To have you open my package.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be happy because we filmed the mailbag today. So you guys should see that on Sunday if, in fact, Rob can get it finished. But it was an interesting experiment, but we did do a mailbag today.
It was.
Tori cheered 120 bits saying, hello, happy Thursday.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
Thank you for the bits.
Franklin Lowe gifted another couple subs.
Thank you, Franklin
Thank
Lowe.
Thank you, Franklin.
Casual Doom resubscribed for 5 months. Another month in the books. Last time you guys really messed up my name. No, Calvin. It's not meant to be Castle Doom. It's Casual Doom. Don't know why Aaron struggled so much with the word casual. I mean, Aaron is the definition of casual.
True.
And struggle.
I don't know. Why casual?
I got it right. Crimson, 100 bits. Hey, good luck on the trivia, guys. And got to say, Aaron looks great. I see you got his hair back. Looking good, Aaron.
Thank you.
Zach Attack, resubscribed for 4 months. I'm glad everything is very slowly starting to feel normal with everything kind of opening back up. How are things corona-wise in Marietta? Hope you guys and your families are staying healthy.
They're okay. I wish I would see a couple more masks out and about than I do whenever I do rarely go to the grocery store. But, I mean, I feel like here we're doing good. There hasn't been a dramatic increase in cases in our county, at least. Some places in Ohio definitely has. But
yeah.
We've stayed higher relatively the same density. The last week or so. So that's been nice. But I think people are doing what they can and trying to... make it seem like things are normal or getting closer to normal, but I don't know. I'm also not going out and like seeing it happen. Like I haven't gone to a restaurant.
Yeah.
I've really been to like, I've been to like Giant Eagle. I've picked up stuff at Sam's Club and I've gone to Walmart a couple times, but that's it in the last how many months, you know?
I've been to Walmart and Speedway.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I've never seen anybody in the gas station except for the actual employees wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Whenever I go and just get gas, I'd look in there. I never seen anybody wearing a mask, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things go. I mean, things are opening up in Ohio. The governor has actually lifted the rest of the actual order. And now, I mean, there's still some things that aren't going to be happening.
Still some, like, mandatory stuff as far as businesses are concerned.
But most of it has turned into a high recommendation.
Okay. Let's see. Top screen, 100 bits.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, top screen.
Unprecedented.
Did you say unprecedented?
Yep.
Impressive. Most impressive. Mm. Jazz Eclipse has resubscribed for 8 months.
Thank you, Jazz Eclipse.
Light 667, resubscribed for 12 months. Woo! 1 year subscribed. Here's to another year. Speaking of subscriptions, Calvin and Eric, you guys get your premium accounts yet? Question mark.
Oh, not yet.
No.
So many people have told me
about the deals.
Is about how great it is, so yeah. We'll see. Move on, please.
All right. Alex the Great gifted a sub.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Very generous. Thank you for the support.
Franklin Lowe gifted one as well.
Thank you, Franklin. They're going crazy.
Chris
crazy.
Fizz with 100 bits. Happy late birthday, Eric. Hope you had a great birthday.
It was a fantastic birthday. Thank you.
And thank you for the bits.
Evie's starting to get very concerned about her birthday.
Yeah?
She wants to spend it with her grandparents.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's coming up. It's in September. Hilding has resubscribed for 15 months. Woot woot.
Thank
Finally
you.
Didn't miss the podcast.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And that is how he spelled it.
Night Owl Lenny, 100 bits. Just wanted to say thank you guys for making my quarantine semi-tolerable. LMAO, love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny.
Glad we can help. Rocket also is happy.
Indeed. Chosen One Jason has resubscribed for 17 months.
Thank you.
Chosen One Jason.
Boogle has resubscribed for 12 months. Eric, play Dark Souls after Aaron.
Oh, no, you don't want that. I think I've tied or far surpassed Aaron's death in Dark Souls than I have in Half-Life.
So. In one session.
Yeah. I've done like 50 times the other day. Because I keep getting in these things where like I save and then die and then it just restarts and I die.
Yeah.
That happened to me like 10 times in a row last stream. Yeah, someone's like, you died 20 times in 2 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Great. Splatoony Looney cheered 100 bits.
Thank you.
Thank you, Splatoony.
PvP Boss Matt getting in on the action and gifted 7 subs.
Thank you, PvP
wow, thank
Boss
you.
Matt.
Congrats, everybody that got a sub.
Alda cheered 100 bits. Hi, I'm Mexican. I really like your videos. Greetings, guys.
Thank you.
Greetings. Thank you.
PvP Boss Matt cheered 80 bits. Any chance we get an OP reaction from Rick, just whenever.
One Piece?
Any chance we get a OP reaction from Rick, just from wherever he is right now onward.
So, you're watching One Piece.
It's true.
So, from wherever you are, just start doing reactions to that.
Probably not.
Okay. No.
He's watching that so he can relax.
I haven't watched it in a long time, actually. It kind of, once I got introduced to the Doctor character, I decided I need a little break from the show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's too real.
Yeah. Patrick Bro, 100 bits. Damn, I'm late.
Thank you.
Hey, you made it.
I'm sorry.
So, hella late.
Yeah, real late. He's like, what are these numbers?
Don Jimmy Skims tipped $3. Hey, guys, have you seen the Ghost of Tsushima gameplay? And can't wait. And can't play Battlefield 2 with you guys tomorrow if you play.
Yeah, if you're talking about like the 20-minute demo thing, I did see that, and it was quite impressive. It looks like a really fun game, but much like Breath of the Wild or a game like The Witcher, I wonder if it's a game that I want to stream and spend the next 50 years of my life playing. So we'll see.
Yeah. Outsider subscribed for the first time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Big Fat Gunner cheered 100 bits. Great stream, guys. Enjoyed the trivia, even if I suck at Star Wars, although I'm currently going through the Clone Wars. Have a great week.
Ooh. Happy for you.
Yes.
Bell Revan has resubscribed for 30 months. Woot, Eric, will you be streaming the Mass Effect series soon?
Oh, that's Eric.
It's pretty long.
I would love to. I never played it. I got to do Half-Life 2, Episode 1.
Yep.
I don't know how it works because I already played Half-Life 2. Shouldn't that be Episode 1? Then I got to do Episode 2. And I also got to finish The Walking Dead.
Yeah. And then after all that, probably... Well, I was going to say The Last of Us 2 might be out by then.
A lot of people are saying, what about Alex?
Yeah, they need Alex.
Yeah.
We need what are they called? The VR from Steam.
Mm-hmm.
The Gear, yeah. I think is what it's called. Steam Gear.
Outsider, cheered 100 bits. Eric, have you seen Grant and Tom, short film featuring Grant Gustin and Tom Cavanaugh?
Yes, I have. The Flash and Reverse Flash. They did a little... Is it the one that's in the car? Because I've seen that. This was like years ago, right? Or are they talking about recent? Mm. If it was from like a year or plus ago, I have seen it.
Let's see. Squeegee Weegee cheered 50 bits. With Aaron's Pokemon League going on smoothly, have you ever thought about running a Smash League with Discord, Eric?
I'm not the one to ask because, I mean, maybe I'm the one to put it on and these guys play because they're better than I am. But that would be fun. I mean, we've been playing a little bit more Smash recently, just like on our off time. So I'm always up to playing more Smash.
And finally, PvP Boss Matt gifted 3 subs.
Oh,
thank you, PvP Boss Matt.
And congrats to the people that
got
crazy.
Subs.
Indeed.
Now make sure you thank him, guys.
All right, finally, push-ups from top screen an hour ago. Rick, it's room 237, not 227. Time for all work and no play. Really? Did the card get it wrong?
Huh.
Is this a moop situation?
Maybe it is. Is there a difference between the book and the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I've only seen the movie.
Okay.
Let me see here. And I honestly didn't remember it either, so.
So, Michael... One of our mods on Discord said the Shining room in the book is 217. In the film, they made it 237, not 227, Rick.
Huh.
Okay.
So it must have been a moops.
I just read it from the card, so.
The card says moops. It's not a moops, you idiot. It's the Mars.
I'll show chat to prove before I do my push-ups, which are not my fault. Now I know how Aaron feels.
All right. Well, while he does that, chat... I want to see who has the quickest Star Wars trivia responses, okay? The first person to write in chat the right answer gets nothing but my respect,
admiration.
Okay? Damn it. Bugwari said Han Solo. That was the answer. All right, he wins. Okay, no.
Well done.
Okay, so, all right, ready? Who does Count Dooku, using Force Lightning, pick up and slam against the wall? Not 12 cat, spelled incorrectly, but Anakin Skywalker. No, I'm taking him now. Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
I'm trying to shield it from all.
It looks like 227.
Turn the
ram
light.
Rick, this is terrible what you're doing to us.
There
right there.
Go.
Just
that
hold
works.
It in front of your face. Yeah. It does say 227.
227. Yep. Moops.
Moops.
All right. I do push-ups, and then we're done.
All right. All right, next question, chat. Star Wars people, let me know. Which leader reports that the Imperial fleet is spread throughout the galaxy in a vain effort to engage us? Which leader says that? Anybody? Tarkin? No. My mom? No. My Mothma? Yes, Cobb wins! Good job, Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which Ewok steals a speeder bike to distract Imperial forces at the Endor bunker? Huh? Give me a name.
One. Do any of the other Ewoks have names?
They do. This is a hard one. some people are saying Wicket's not Wicket. Okay, Google Foo will also count, everybody. Get that Google going. It's not Borgulet. It's not Booba. Paplu! Yes! PvP Boss Matt wins! Good job.
All right. We ready to shut this thing down?
I believe so. It was a good podcast. I like this game. We should do this more often.
Good stuff. We will be back tomorrow, probably at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we've got a pretty booked day.
Yep.
So probably not starting early, and a game to be announced.
It's
so be sure to come back for that.
A lot of fun regardless.
Yep.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.